A co-working space in Midtown Sacramento could be in legal trouble. The Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich joins us now to talk about that story and more business news, something we do every Friday. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
So what's this dispute with the co-working space?
In a lawsuit, the landlord for Kowo Campus alleges months of unpaid rent. Kowo is on the second floor of what's called the Midtown Building at 1507 21st Street. A broker for the building and one of Kowo's tenants have said the co-working space will close, but the entrepreneur behind the co-working space said its fate is uncertain. The lawsuit alleges the entrepreneur behind the space is nearly a year behind and more than $180,000 in arrears on rent for the building space, parking spaces, and late fees.
How long has Kowo been around?
It opened last year and it had a setup a little different from other shared workspaces. Basically, the plan was to let entrepreneurs and small businesses set up for free at desks. There was a fee for using private event spaces or offices, however. The space's current occupancy level is unclear.
Some bad news this week for people in El Dorado Hills who want to see a new Costco store there. Looks like things are on hold.
Yeah, a few months ago, Costco approached El Dorado County about a potential new store on Silva Valley Parkway in El Dorado Hills. The warehouse retailer was expected to decide by the end of April whether it would proceed with the project. But county representatives apparently still haven't received any notification. Costco representatives haven't commented on the store, and those from the county say they believe Costco hasn't made a decision yet.
So is there not a Costco already in that area?
Well, the new store would be pretty close to an existing Costco on the eastern side of Folsom, but hundreds of new homes are planned in Folsom as well as in western El Dorado County, so a new Costco location could help satisfy some upcoming demand.
If this new store moves ahead, how long would the project take?
Well, this would be an extended process. If Costco commits to the store, that would only be the beginning of a 3-year process for environmental review and entitlement planning that would need to happen before the store opens.
And you've got a story about a new tenant plan for an apartment and retail project under construction at 15th and Q Streets in Sacramento.
Yeah, and this will be the first business in the project that doesn't involve food. Saha Float Spa is joining the project at 1430 Q Street.
What's a float spa?
Well, generally at float spas, people relax for an hour in a tank that includes Epsom salt dissolved into 10 inches of skin temperature water. It's advertised as a relaxation technique that could have benefits ranging from pain relief to better sleep.
And when will this place open?
Well, the float spa will probably open around December. Three other food tenants have been announced for the project, and two retail spaces remain. The 8.5-story project will also include 75 apartments.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business, and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.